Nice. There we go. People joining. I like it. Sorry we're a little late.
Just a little. But it's all good.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Okay, good. A bunch of people joining already. I like it.
Yeah, we'll give it a minute. Let some people come on. Once you guys come on, do us a huge favor and share it.
Yes.
If you share our video, it's huge for us.
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
And if you're watching the replay, share it also.
Yes.
And if you're listening to this, because you can listen to this now on iTunes and on SoundCloud, make sure you comment and give a bunch of, you know, 5-star reviews.
Yes, definitely. Because
that's greatly appreciated for us.
Yes, that's what's going to keep us going.
Yes. So share this on mine, and then we're...
What's up, Ashley? Cool, cool. All right. We're going to be going over facts today. Kind of the good, the bad, the myths, because the myths are tremendous when it comes to facts. Yeah. Right? So we're going to kind of give you guys a breakdown of what are good facts, what are bad facts, and kind of just try to break those myths for you so you can utilize the healthy facts in your everyday life. And you're not missing out on them. A lot of people are missing out on the benefits of healthy fats because they're scared of them, you know?
Big time. I think, especially when it comes to dieting, people are more concerned about getting low-fat stuff, you know? And they're just like, oh, I gotta...
They don't realize what they do to make it low-fat.
Yeah, they take out everything.
Yeah.
That's like buying, when you buy, like, low-fat yogurt, like, everything that is good within yogurt is taken out.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
It's not that good for you at all.
Yeah, like, yogurt's not supposed to be low-fat.
No.
So they have to modify it. They have to alter it.
Yep.
You don't know what kind of process it goes through.
No,
to, like,
it's crazy.
Like, not to mention, they usually, I did some research on this a few months ago. Every time the company takes fat out of a product that's supposed to have it in there, they replace it with either protein or sugar.
Wow.
But sugar is obviously a lot cheaper to use,
and
it tastes a lot better. So that's why the low-fat diet products are most of the time even worse for your health, because they're getting replaced. The health of the good fats are getting replaced by most of the time sugar.
Yeah, and
which
we all know how bad sugar is for you.
Yeah, big time. I actually did a little class today.
Saw that.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah, that was cool.
So much fun.
What'd you guys do?
So I went over pretty much sugar consumption.
Okay.
And like, instead of, you know, I had them like make lists on, like, you know, carbs, what to stay away from. Because three out of four of them were diabetic.
Okay.
So I made them, I had them lists, carbs, okay, like what to stay away from.
Yeah.
You know, fruit, what's good fruit,
yep,
like berries lower in sugar, and what's fruit that you can like kind of have in moderation.
Right.
I had them like check off everything, and like I kind of like let them leave with a lot of like
good
lists and notes, and then they can take back and actually put into play. So that's really cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Tracy Ann. What's going on? Matt, these two are brilliant with nutrition. Thanks, Tracy. That's nice.
What's up? Thank you.
Super awesome. All right,
that's
cool.
Very nice.
So yeah, I mean, like, you know, just in general, the fats, like we were saying before, like the fats, you're probably missing out on the benefits of fat, because you've been hearing year after year, fat's bad for you, fat clogs your arteries, fat makes you gain weight, and, you know, fat's bad for your heart, and, you know, those are just some of them that I thought of.
And
it's like,
guys, it's not like we're just, like, talking out of our ass either,
yeah,
and just because, like, we follow a keto diet and we eat high fats, like, I read just today that in the Harvard, like, medical school, did a whole write-up on why fats are actually good for you.
Yeah.
So it's not just us telling you, like, it's medically proven, scientifically proven, that fats are essential to a healthy diet.
Yeah.
In general, you know, like,
we use ourselves as guinea pigs too.
Yeah.
Right?
It doesn't matter what diet you do either.
No.
You know?
Yeah, fats are always, I mean, if you think about it too, like, not to get like scientific, but I mean, just to put it in a little bit of perspective, your brain is made up of, I think it's like 60% fat or something.
Yeah.
Your cells, the cell walls are made up of fat. So you're feeding your body what it's literally, your body needs that as energy and fuel and to function and thrive.
Yeah.
So like you really are, like, that's why we function so much better. We're so much like higher functioning when we're on a high fat diet.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and not to mention it, that's why energy levels increase and brain and cognitive function, focus, mental clarity, because you're giving your body the nutrients that it needs and wants to not only survive, but thrive.
Yeah.
Instead of loading it with, you know, sugar and carbs, which, you know, your body really, at the end of the day, doesn't need sugar and carbs.
No.
Even as an athlete or an endurance athlete or a long distance runner, your body still doesn't need carbs. Once you make that transition into a fat adapted state and you treat and train your body to run on fats, your body doesn't need carbs. I know long distance runners that live off of a keto diet and they crush every race they do.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like the healthy fats, like, they'll never make you fat because they don't break down into glucose like carbs and proteins do.
I could be wrong on this, but I'm almost certain that LeBron James follows a high fat diet.
I would not be surprised.
And if you guys don't know who LeBron James is, well, one, kind of get with the times.
Watch the TV.
But two, I mean, the dude's shredded.
Yeah.
Like, beyond belief. Hairline, not so much. But
also, one thing, too, not to interrupt you, but speaking of athletes and Noah Syndergaard, the pitcher for the Mets, he follows a keto diet.
Yeah.
He's, because everyone saw him on the interview that he did after the game, and he was like, everyone was like, why? Like, he's shredded.
Yeah.
He, like, he's pitching super fast, like, apparently barely trying.
Yeah.
And he actually follows, like, he openly follows, I think, a full keto diet.
That's,
and like, during spring training,
and
he knows
the man.
Yeah.
You know?
He's sick.
He's Thor.
He is, yeah.
He's
he is,
Thor.
Exactly.
You know? Who else? I know Hugh Jackman follows it when he was filming for the Wolverine.
He followed
the keto diet, and
that makes sense. Look at him.
He also did intermittent fasting as well.
Yeah.
So
that's huge. Yeah.
Guys, it's not just us that are following high fat diets.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
not to mention, like, it's
everybody that's starting to get on the train.
Yeah.
You know,
and these people are seeing such tremendous progress. Like, I, this one, like, a client that I work with, I stuck in my head because she went from eating fast food, like, she, dude, like, ate, like, shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I used to eat, so I can't even really talk. But she, like, I, you know, like, I changed her whole outlook on, like, not just, like, here, eat this and don't eat this.
Yeah.
Like, we, like, worked on, like, okay, like, why?
Right.
What is this doing for you? Like,
right.
And, you know, at first she was scared, like everyone else, like, you know, oh my God, like a lot of fat, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
People,
like,
freak out at first.
I want to lose weight, but I don't know if I want to eat all this fat. And I was just like, listen, trust me, be patient, it will work.
Yes.
And, you know, like, just to give you an idea, like, from eating a high-fat diet, not counting calories, not counting anything, just eating high-fat, low-carb, low-sugar, staying clean, gluten-free, grain-free, you know, this girl went from, in 3 months, she went from a size 10 pants to a size 4.
Jesus.
But, like,
that's
primarily because of the fats she was eating.
Well, of course.
You know, like, even if she dropped her carbs, it wouldn't have done much unless she replaced it with those fats. Like, you know, it just goes to show you, like, the fats are not going to make you fat. Like, it does the exact opposite.
Yeah.
You know?
Fats, I mean, when I first heard of a high-fat lifestyle, I was definitely skeptical at first.
Granted,
I wasn't always following a healthy lifestyle just because I was eating a lot of shitty foods and not really, like, exercising or not really caring about my body at all. But
I was bad with that.
You know,
like, bad.
Yeah. I mean, especially when I was in college or, you know, like, just dating, going out for dinners and just splurging on everything and anything. And, you know, and then I found the keto diet and I'm like, all right, let me see what this high fat diet's all about. I'm like, this is weird that I'm about to just,
it goes against everything we were taught.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People have been saying low fat since, what is it, like the 1950s, I think, Ansel Keys.
Yeah.
It was like telling everybody low fat, no fat.
That was also like the FDA and, you know, every health and food administration were always pushing low fat diets.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the food pyramid.
Food pyramid.
The food pyramid, you were supposed to have more grains and wheat and bread, then that was the biggest part of the food pyramid.
Yeah.
And like, that's what everyone, and kind of still, some people still do follow the food pyramid, you know? And now it's like, this is completely backwards.
Yeah.
Flip that around, you know? Have more meats, you know? Have more steak, have more chicken,
yeah.
Have more fish. You know, like get all those healthy fats in
yeah.
your diet. And
a lot of people are
stop being afraid of eating.
Exactly. A lot of people are afraid of the foods that are going to benefit them so much.
Yeah.
Because of what they've heard. And, you know, it's like at the same time, it's like, you know, like I tell these people this all the time. Like I can go on the internet and write anything I want.
Right. You can.
You know what I'm saying? And like people will believe me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I try to tell people, like, get the right education, like from podcasts like this
yeah.
and like just like messaging us or looking at our Instagrams and stuff like that, because when you get the right education, you'll know how to do it a lot easier.
Right.
You know, like if you go on and you don't know anything and you Google it and you read, why would you not believe the first article you read? Like, why, you don't know any better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
if I went online and I started reading about how to fix a heater, like, I would believe the first
okay.
article I read. Because what am I supposed to think? You
yeah.
know, like, and that's what's happening now. It's like people are going on and they're Googling everything and they're getting horribly false information
yeah.
and they're running off of that and they're wondering why.
Well, the first thing they're probably going to look up is fat really bad for me?
Yeah.
You know, or how bad is fat for me?
Yeah.
And then everything, you're going to just get a list of links of
yeah.
saying you should not eat fat because it's going to make you fat
yeah.
or it's going to give you this.
They're
going to
click on like an FDA or an American Heart Association funded website,
right?
And it's gonna say,
and they're
gonna
be like,
fats.
Definitely do not eat fats.
Yeah.
Go eat
like
white bread.
WebMD.
Yeah.
WebMD is like, if you eat an avocado, you will die in an hour.
And an avocado is like the best thing you can eat.
Literally the best thing.
It's,
I have one every day.
Yes.
Let's see. All right, Ashley. My daughter had a homework assignment that was the food pyramid. I helped her fill it out to what we think and know works, and I wrote the teacher a letter as to why. I still got 90% on it because the teacher doesn't dispute it at all.
Okay. Awesome.
That's awesome.
That's
really
fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah.
I missed Jennifer Burks before. Sorry, Jennifer. Amino acids? Question mark. I mean, I'm going to answer that. Amino acids maybe on keto.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
I mean, amino, Jennifer, if I'm wrong, if we're wrong, just throw a comment and correct me. So amino acids on keto, they could go either way. I like amino acids on keto. If you're testing your blood glucose, expect it to go up a little bit because there's three branched chain amino acids in every amino acid supplement. There's leucine, isoleucine, and valine. And leucine has been studied to spike insulin.
Okay.
Not a whole lot, but enough to some people got kicked out of ketosis from it.
Wow.
It's really easy to get pushed back in, of course, but you know, I actually like amino acids for when you're fasting.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have like when I'm fasting, I do exogenous ketones, but
okay.
You know, when you could always do amino acids also, like
right.
it'll help you preserve muscle too when you're fasting or if you're training fasted.
Okay.
You know, like today and yesterday I went to CrossFit in the morning completely fasted.
Nice.
I had an Alpha Brain in my system
okay.
and a Caveman Nitro.
Fantastic.
That was it. And I stepped on amino acids and I was like flying, like
yeah.
ready to ride. I like could have done an entire other workout.
I basically work out every day fasted.
Yeah.
I'm like probably like 12 to 14 hours into my fast every morning that I work out.
Yeah.
And I never break it just because I'm about to work out. And even when I get back from the gym and I still have like an hour left, I still kind of just get back. A bunch of water,
yeah.
you know, and just feel good. And then at like 1-2 o'clock is when I have my first meal of the day.
Yeah,
you know,
training fasted makes such a difference. I feel so much better when I train fasted.
Yeah, I've never felt like fatigued at all. I mean, granted, I take a pre-workout too, so it's like,
well, yeah.
you know, I'm fucking
that,
fired.
The caveman and
I'm
the alpha brain, that has me like flying.
Yeah,
I do the alpha brain first, and then I'll crack the caveman. I'll go in there, and I'm just like, all right, I'm ready to go.
Let's do this. So what about a big thing with fats, and especially like when people are hesitant of going for a keto diet, they think about high cholesterol.
Yeah.
And keto diets are known to lower people's cholesterol.
Yes.
And lower their bad cholesterol. So what is your take on the cholesterol versus fat argument?
Honestly, I think cholesterol is a myth.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because when people go to get their cholesterol checked,
right,
they just go and the doctor's like, you have high cholesterol, stop eating fats.
Yeah.
Because doctors don't know any better. Doctors don't get taught nutrition. Correct. They might be great at medicine, but
yes,
they don't know nutrition.
Fair enough.
And, you know, now some doctors are starting to get smart with it. Now some doctors are like,
yeah,
you know, I spoke to a lady the other day and she was like, oh, like I'm diabetic and my doctor put me on keto. And I was like, whoever your doctor is, just go with him.
Don't get rid of him.
Because it's very rare that a doctor suggests nutrition, which is the real medicine,
yeah,
or pharmaceuticals, which is what they get paid from.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it sucks that it is that way, but I mean, you know, so cholesterol, like when you get your cholesterol checked, you should be asking the doctor to check good and bad cholesterol, HDL, LDL. You should be asking them to check particle size. You should be getting, you know, like there's a lot of different things that you can, there's a lot more in-depth things you can ask them to do.
Right.
You know, because like if your good cholesterol is high,
right
now,
your good cholesterol is your HDL.
Yeah.
Correct.
And your LDL, if you don't want your bad cholesterol high, obviously. But even that, it's like, it's not the end of the world.
Right.
You know, you can live with high cholesterol, like
yeah,
even bad cholesterol. If as long as it's not through the roof,
right,
and you don't have other problems like high blood pressure, and
mm-hmm,
you know, like you can live healthy with high cholesterol.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not, everyone's like freaks out about it. It's not,
yeah,
as harmful as everyone thinks it is.
Yeah. So that, I guess I'll segue that because you just mentioned the blood pressure thing. So I guess how do people deal with, you know, they have, say they have high blood pressure, but they might also have high cholesterol as well. Because I mean, those two usually don't,
yeah,
mix well with health.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the two together, yeah. I mean, at that point, I would pretty much just, you know, there's a lot of supplements you could do. You know, apple cider vinegar alone is known to reduce,
yes,
you know, blood pressure.
Yep.
It's good for running blood glucose too, so
mm-hmm,
for diabetes. You know, but you can do things like, even something as simple as like meditating.
Yeah.
Like that can literally lower blood pressure,
oh,
at least a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like there's things you can do without resorting to medicine. And, you know, I don't even know what medicine they put people on because I don't take Advil when I have a headache type of thing. Like, I'm very against it. You know, like I'm sure, like obviously it has its place,
yes,
in dire situations, but that should be last resort.
Okay.
Like the things that I've cured just on myself alone from nutrition and natural supplements.
Right.
That's what leads me to believe that like I don't need medicine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I've gotten rid of so many things and like, yes, people have much worse than what I've gotten rid of myself.
Perfect. Yeah.
You know, but even cancer patients, they're like, that's like as bad as it gets.
Right.
Like cancer is like the most feared word in I think like 50
really
different
is.
Languages. Like,
yeah.
But like you take someone, like now the smart doctors, like the good ones, like the functional medicine doctors, they're taking cancer patients and putting them on keto.
Right.
They're putting them in like a medical state of ketosis.
Yes. Well, I mean,
that's
where keto came from.
That's how it stemmed from.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
That,
yeah.
Patients with epilepsy,
mm-hmm,
were shown to have the effects of epilepsy lowered.
Yeah.
Because of a ketogenic diet.
Just because of that. That goes to show right there what fat does to the brain.
Yeah.
Like epilepsy is it's a neurological disorder.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like even today I was explaining to those people, the girls I was teaching, and the one girl even said, she's like, oh, I read a thing, like keto was researching in epileptic patients. And I
yeah.
was like, that's awesome that you said that, because that's exactly how it started.
Right.
You know, like that's where it got its wing from. And even cancer patients, like cancer cells feed off sugar.
Right.
Like glucose.
Yeah.
That's their fuel source. If you strip glucose away from cancer cells,
they're gonna die.
They're gonna die. If someone comes and strips our food source away, we'll live for a little bit, we'll get really super weak, and then we'll die. It's,
right.
The cancer cells are no different.
Yeah.
You know, like if you strip their food source, their fuel source away, they have nothing to run on.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's the health benefits of going on a ketogenic
yeah.
diet is, we can go on and on and on.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't have to take our word for it. You can go online and,
yeah.
you know, just look up health benefits of it, or just read on how it's treated for patients with
yeah.
epilepsy or with cancer. And you'll see the benefits of how people's lives have changed, because all they did was change how they burn their fuel and how the body reacted and like you said, it kills the cancer cells. And yeah, it's been shown to do that. So we're not just making this up either.
Yeah,
so,
this is all scientifically
proven.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to answer a couple questions,
yeah,
and then I guess we'll go into some good examples of some healthy fats.
That sounds good.
You know, if you guys want to
yeah,
jot them down, add them to your food shopping list. Tracy Ann, beetroot powder. That's phenomenal. Or caps for pre-workout. Yep. Beetroot powder is awesome for your heart, your cardiovascular system. And if you're a weightlifter or an endurance athlete, it actually is a vasodilator, so it helps relax the blood vessels and kind of helps everything run a little smoother. Lynn, my mother passed away at age 53 from heart disease. I'm very sorry to hear that, actually. Just 5 years ago, and I have to admit
Condolences.
Yes, definitely. And I have to admit that I was kind of scared on starting a keto lifestyle, rightfully so. We have cholesterol issues in the family, and I'm just wondering if the keto life is healthy for everyone, and even in my situation. Well, Lynn, I'm a big believer on one diet or one lifestyle is not right for everybody. You know, like we were talking, like Marty and I were talking about in the last video, I don't even do keto year round because it's not right for my body. Right? Like I wouldn't worry so much about this affecting your cholesterol in a negative way. Like, yes, you might have it in your family, but if you look back at the family members that were on the unhealthier side, just take a kind of like try to remember, like, what were they eating like? You know, like if they were eating a lot of high healthy fats, chances are that's not what got them unhealthy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, the people that become unhealthy and get heart diseases and stuff like that are usually people who have like mass overconsumptions of carbs and sugars and, you know, even the meats and stuff like that. Like, meat itself is not bad for you. Meat itself doesn't clog your arteries and cause heart disease. It's what they pump the cows with and the chickens with and the pigs with first.
Yep. Well, yeah,
before they make it into whatever you're eating. And then you're now not only eating that meat, but you're eating all the chemicals that were pumped into that animal first. So that's what's actually bad for you. Because if you think about it, if you were to just pump yourself all those chemicals, you would get the same diseases.
Yeah.
And then they cage them. In, you know, they don't let them live like animals. So then they're stressed out. And animals are no different than us. When you stress out, your cortisol levels increase.
Yep.
When your cortisol levels increase, that makes your hormones and everything a little bit unhealthier. And it's not, obviously, it's just easy just to not stress out. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, the more you stress out, like, you know, that's why a lot of people, you know, they'll gain weight even if they're eating healthy, because I tell people, take a step back and how stressed are you in your life? Are you super stressed out? Because if so, cortisol levels will increase. And when that happens, you can store body fat, but mainly in your stomach, or
yeah,
belly fat. So, you know, that's kind of like the real, you know, you have to be careful with that. But if you have high cholesterol that runs in the family, I really wouldn't worry about it. You're probably doing yourself a lot more good than bad if you were to follow a keto guideline. You know, like, you don't have to go super, super strict, like all in keto. Just follow the guideline. Eat within the keto realm.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you anything, when you go get your numbers checked from the doctor a month or two into a healthy lifestyle like keto, you know, done properly with like help from us and your research, your numbers are probably going to be the best they've ever been. I say that confidently because I've seen so many people do it. I've helped so many people do it. And it's I've never seen keto make someone unhealthier.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
only if you're doing it wrong. And it's not even right or wrong. It's just like, if you're, there's like a healthy way to do it and there's an unhealthy way to do it.
Right.
Like, you can go to McDonald's and stay keto, but that way you're probably going to get some sort of, you know,
it's not the best way to do it.
Yeah. Like,
it's
get a pinch once in a while. It's
right.
Okay. But if you like really live off of that, and I was like, yes, technically you can stay keto, but should you, you
yeah,
know, like,
it's not a healthy way to do it.
No, definitely not.
And basically, you know, you want to go out and get farm raised,
yeah,
you know,
pasture raised,
grass-fed,
yeah,
you know, products, you know, whether it's meats, wild caught fish,
mm-hmm,
not farm raised.
Yeah. Makes,
you know,
a big difference.
Lots
the taste
of
too.
It's a, yo, big time.
The taste is amazing.
Big time. But back to the blood pressure thing,
mm-hmm,
and how like doctors like freak out with like blood pressure. A personal story for me is when my wife was pregnant with my daughter, She had high blood pressure, you know, she had gestational diabetes for it, and it sucked, yes. And throughout her pregnancy, when she'd go for like her tests, her blood pressure would always be high. But then after she relaxed for a little bit, the blood pressure would go down, you know, so which would make sense.
Yeah.
So the day that we went to the hospital, when we thought, you know, she was going into labor, and that night that we went there, the nurses and everything didn't know about her history of like how her blood pressure works like throughout her pregnancy.
Yeah.
So when we got there, her blood pressure was like skyrocketed high, and all the nurses freaked out, and they're like, "We gotta put you under. Like, we gotta like induce you now, and you're gonna have to have your baby like now." And like, we're both trying to be like, this is normal. Like, she just needs to relax a little bit. We're not really sure what's like, if she's really like going into labor at all. And like, turns out that like, we waited for like 36 hours in the hospital before they wound up said, "Look, they try to induce her. And once you go through that, you know, it's like, that's it."
Yeah.
You know, it's either you have a baby or not unfortunately, you have a C-section.
Yeah.
You know, and we wound up having a C-section.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just how like doctors work with blood pressure and like high cholesterol, and just like modern medicine.
They jump right to medicine.
They jump right to saying you need to be on this, and it's not right. So it's,
exactly. And I'm a huge believer in that's just made me think that I'm a huge believer that medicine is a band-aid.
Yeah.
Like, you have to get to the root of the problem. Like diabetes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can pump insulin and you can be on diabetes medication, but reverse engineer it. Like, what's diabetes? What causes diabetes? And then go from there and fix the problem from the root, and then you won't need medicine.
Correct.
You know, like, diabetes, everyone's still like commercials and everything. Diabetes doesn't have a cure. It does have a cure, actually. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
if you change your diet and start eating a healthy lifestyle, healthier lifestyle, those medical conditions that you have will start going away.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this past Saturday, there was a keto meetup at Mission Nutrition. And there was a bunch of people that were kind of sharing their story. Everyone kind of introduced themselves, tell them how long they were doing keto. And I would say out of like the 60 people there, I'd say like 15 to 20 of them basically said that they were no longer pre-diabetic since they started following a keto diet. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, 1/3 of the people that were at that meetup, and the people that were even presenting, you know, they had their own health issues, and they said that once they started going keto, living a ketogenic lifestyle, that most of their ailments that they had were diagnosed with went away.
Yeah.
And so, I mean,
nutritious food's powerful.
Yeah.
Like, food can do so, it can cure so many things.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess we'll go into some healthy fats, some of our favorite healthy fats.
Yeah.
That way you can kind of like add it to the food shopping list, and you know, we can give you a couple of examples. You know, I know you're, you know, wondering what kind of healthy fats that you should be eating. And so some of my favorites are, I mean, avocados, obviously. Like, I have them tattooed on me. It's pretty dope. I guess you could say I love them just a little.
Just a little bit.
So avocados are my favorite. I eat an avocado a day.
Yep.
I,
eggs. Yeah.
Eggs.
Make sure they're,
whole egg.
They're cage free.
Yeah. Cage free.
You know?
Pasture raised.
Yep.
I get Vital Farms. Whole Foods has them. If you're local, Mission Nutrition, either store usually has them.
Yeah.
But Whole Foods has them as well.
Eggland's Best makes good, makes very good.
What is it?
Eggland's Best, I believe.
Yeah.
I think if you're going like Stop Shop or something,
yeah,
if they don't have the, you know, the cage-free eggs,
yeah,
Eggland's Best is usually your best bet for getting eggs, because I've known that they make very good eggs.
Yeah.
How they, you know,
that's
they raise
their chickens.
Yeah. Going to like Stop Shop, I mean, it's just, it's free for all.
Yeah.
Of what you don't really know where it's coming from or how it's raised, you know, so.
What happens in between.
Yeah, and it's also a matter of what stores you're going to buy your stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like if you go to like Whole Foods or sometimes Trader Joe's,
mm-hmm.
you know, I like Trader Joe's more for their produce than I do for their meats, just because their meat selection isn't as big as I would like. But my new favorite is Nestle Leonard's. Like
I still have to go there.
Their meat department is
phenomenal. I've heard so many good things about
them. So good. And their salmon is delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had it for dinner tonight.
Really
good. And their produce section is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get everything there.
Yeah,
so
I have to go in there.
That's you know, but back to our shopping list, you know, it's like I said, avocados. Outside of that, I mean, almonds, nuts,
yeah.
you know, those are really good, healthy fats for you. What else? Some oils, you know, avocado oil, olive oil, coconut oil. You know, those are all really good, healthy fats that you can add to your diet if they're not in your diet already.
Grass-fed butter.
Yes.
Grass-fed butter is a huge staple if you're trying to go high fat or keto. And not to mention, grass-fed butter is huge anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
You know, like it contains CLA, which is good for weight loss.
Yeah.
Butyric acid, which is what helps like reduce inflammation in the gut.
Yep.
I mean, it's butter, so it makes everything taste better. You know?
Speaking of gut, drinking kombucha.
There you go.
Which is really good for your gut health and probiotics.
I have my electrolytes by Ultima.
Because, you know, we like to share what we're drinking every night.
Always.
So, yes. So I got a Gavita tart cherry. Very, very delicious. Only had it like once or twice. I'm enjoying it.
I'm drinking my grape flavored electrolytes.
Nice.
I have electrolytes twice a day.
Okay.
Does it make such a big difference?
Well, electrolytes keep you keep you hydrated.
Yeah, especially if you're doing low carb.
Yes.
Let's see.
I have a question that was actually brought to me by somebody about exogenous ketones.
Okay.
How do you like? Because I know you take them a lot. Have you like done a test of where you test your ketone levels with taking them and not taking them?
I haven't really tested them.
Okay.
But I have. I'm like a big believer, you know, on listening to your body.
Yeah.
So
that goes for me too.
Last week I had a cheat meal.
Okay.
Super worth it. But it was salami with lettuce on a sesame bagel.
Okay.
It was like a little leafy for me.
Nice.
And now my body is so used to not having gluten
mm-hmm.
that I was expecting to feel like shit.
Yeah.
And so actually a few months ago at pizza.
Okay.
And the whole rest of the day and the day after, I felt like shit.
I can imagine.
Could not perform, brain fogged.
I can imagine.
I felt myself out of ketosis.
Yeah.
And then
you kind of just know when you're
in. You know, you feel it.
Like, you know. Like,
yeah.
If you've done it for long enough and, like, you kind of go off a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you start getting back into it, you know exactly how it feels. Because for me, that's how I feel then.
Yeah.
You know, because the whole, you know, month of January was birthday parties for my daughter, and then I had my birthday. So it was like I've been on and off.
Yeah.
But now it's been like 2 weeks straight of consistent keto eating,
yeah.
and I feel so much better.
Yeah, it feels
like,
so
I
much
feel
better.
Amazing. And I think also what affects me is when I have those like refeed days,
mm-hmm.
and if I have to, like, I get really tired.
Yeah.
Really quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like as the day progresses, I just get more tired. I'm just like,
yeah.
I crash so hard when I have refeed days.
So I was like, so this is kind of like a way that I knew they were working. After that bagel, I started feeling a little tired.
Okay.
And I was like, I felt it like how it felt when I had the pizza.
Yep.
I was like, shit. Like, I drank some exogenous ketones, a couple of them, and right away.
You felt good.
Like 20 minutes later, I was fully, like, I could tell I was back in ketosis.
Good to know.
After 20 minutes after eating, a bagel.
That's very good to know.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yes, it was all, it's also easier because it was, like, once a week thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't just, like, eat carbs and drink ketones after them. But, like,
it doesn't work that way.
The rest of the day, I was good. The day after, I was good.
Okay.
You know, so it's like,
so what you
that was my little
big,
experiment.
That's good.
You know, and it was just like, it's completely put me back into ketosis.
That's good.
Or, you know, my how I feel when I'm in ketosis.
Right.
Like, I really didn't test my blood on it because I didn't have the blood meter with me, but, like, I could tell. Like, I knew why I would feel that good after eating a bagel.
Right.
You know?
Because your body kicked back into
exactly.
The fat burning state.
Yeah.
That's very good to know.
Yeah, it was a cool little experiment.
That is definitely a... Your video? Oh, there we go.
All right.
Sorry about that.
So let's... We got some myths out of the way.
Yeah.
We got some good fats in there.
Yep.
Let's go... let's put the last few minutes here to some Q&A.
Guys, ask away.
Ask whatever questions you want. It doesn't even have to be about this topic. Whatever questions you want. And I bet you're not the only one asking these questions. So you asking the question on video is helping out whoever else is watching too. And while we're thinking of some questions, we'd really appreciate it if you guys hit that share button in the bottom corner. Make sure you share our video. The more people that we help, the more people we reach,
yep.
Easier it's going to be for everybody. So the more people that see this, make sure also to check us out on iTunes and SoundCloud. Give us a nice little review.
Five stars.
Please.
It's greatly appreciated if you do that.
Christine. Hey, what's up, Christine?
We usually have our Instagram handles at the bottom, but we ran into a little technical difficulty when we started. So no graphics tonight, guys. Sorry. We're not as fancy as we were last week, but...
We'll be fancy next week.
We'll get back. Don't you worry.
Tracy Ann, I'm keto, but coach will have me carb up for shows. Do you think that's necessary or okay? I mean, it has its place. Do I think it's necessary? Me personally, no. But at the same time, I'm not a bodybuilding coach, and I'm really not familiar with getting people stage ready. I don't think personally from a sports nutritionist, like health aspect, I don't think it's necessary. I think you can really shred up and get like really stage ready, like peak week type stuff, just from going a little stricter on keto. You know, adding your carbs back in, you know, around showtime probably has its place. But if it works for you and you can step on stage and leaned out and just super dry and like ready to rock and roll with your competition, then do what you have to do. Do what your body responds to.
Yeah.
If that's what your body responds to, and you look badass on stage, then go for it.
Yeah.
No. Like I don't have a lot of experience training bodybuilders and people getting ready for stage. No, like I've trained it before. Like I never actually got to step on stage, but I got very close, so I know what prep takes. And you know, as long as you're doing it the right way, you should be fine with a little bit of carbs back in. You know, just don't, I know you're Tracy, yeah, you're smarter than that, but just, you know, as well as I do, a lot of bodybuilders and physique guys, they cut weight a very unhealthy way. And it's not a healthy thing to walk around at.
Meat cutting in general.
Yeah. It's just
unhealthy.
So it's like, for your competition, awesome. I see your pictures and stuff. You look really good. So if it works for your body and you step on stage lean and that's what gets you to place, then go for it. So let's see what else. Share. Thank you, Christine. Everyone else, please share that video.
Thank you very much.
You hit the bottom button in the bottom left-hand corner. Just hit share. It takes you 2 seconds, and it means a huge deal to us.
And next to those buttons are a bunch of light.
Yeah, there's a little light
hearts. Everybody just hit those buttons and just let them fly.
Let's see what else we got.
Would either of you know about excess whey protein powder? My son's PT has advised them to take it. They are 11 and 16. It's a good question.
Good question.
It's a very good question. I'm not a professional when it comes to whey protein. I mean, I think protein in general is good, especially if you're training, because it helps build your muscle at the same time. But I think also you got to make sure you're looking at ingredients and the type of whey and the brand of whey that you're taking, because there's a lot of brands out there that make really shitty protein.
Yeah, big time.
And granted, you're probably gonna find it at GNC or Vitamin Shop, and not all of them are terrible at GNC and Vitamin Shop. I'm not saying that, but there's a good amount of them, a good majority of them that just aren't very good because they're just mass produced and most of those companies basically just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They're more about making money than they are about putting out a quality product.
Yeah.
I think if you want to take away protein, I think it's a good, you know, I think it's a good supplement. And I mean, for whey's, I mean, I would go for like an Onnit brand whey protein, because I think they just come out with a like a veggie based whey.
They came out with a grass fed whey. Really cool. I'm super happy about that.
Nutribio makes a really good whey.
Yeah. And then grass fed also.
I think you should actually go for a grass fed whey protein,
especially if you're to kind of like play off of what Marty said. Especially if your sons are that young, you have to be careful because the proteins that are out on the market now are so pumped full of chemicals that nobody should be consuming that, let alone two growing and I'm sure very strong boys. You know, like they're still growing and they're still, you know, they're going through puberty and their bodies are changing, and like you need them to, you should have them in like the healthiest state right now because they're still progressing, you know, like, and you don't want them to have chemicals and stuff like that. Nobody does. But that's when you look at those really super cool proteins that all the, you know, the teenage kids like, the like birthday cake flavored. You know, like to make it birthday cake flavored, you have to load so much shit into that. You know, like if you look at like the good, clean, grass-fed whey proteins, there's like vanilla and chocolate. Because those are two very easy flavors to mimic without going artificial. So just be careful with that. Lauren, where can I buy kombucha? How often do you drink it?
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
And thank you for asking.
Kombucha's the best.
Kombucha is the best. How often do I drink it? I'd say I would drink it at least every other day. I drink a bottle of kombucha.
Yeah, just I do every day.
Every other day, you know, if not, you know, if I have enough on hand, you know, I would drink it every day.
Yeah.
But a couple of places you could buy it. I mean, you can buy it really anywhere now.
Yeah,
you know,
most places have a pretty big selection of kombucha. I mean, you can go to Trader Joe's, Whole Foods.
But I would say just be careful of the sugar content, because a lot of them have a lot of sugar. Like this Kavita has 8 grams of sugar and 8 carbs in it. So, I mean, a lot of it is just because of fermentation.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just how.
Yeah, kombucha without sugar is just not really even possible.
No.
Because like Marty said, like it's part of the fermentation process. Like it has to have sugar in it.
Yeah.
No, and it's not added sugar, but it just naturally has sugar in it from fermenting.
Right. But for brand-wise, I do like Kavita. Some of their flavors are very good. If you want to go local on Long Island, Coastal Craft is probably
favorite.
Has become my favorite to drink. Their hibiscus berry is banging.
That's my number. That's my number
really,
one.
Really, really good. Health Aid, you know, that's like the major kombucha brand.
Health Aid and GTs.
Yes, GTs. And if you can find it, actually, speaking of GTs, their recent seasonal one, I think it was blood orange and hibiscus.
Oh shit.
It was fire.
Yeah?
It was so good. I found it in Stop and Shop and it was like one left. I'm like,
Health Aid has like a holiday.
The holidays, really so good. Holiday cheers.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, I mean, I think it's also, it's known for good gut health, you know? So I mean, it's.
I drink Coastal Craft every day.
I wouldn't be against drinking it every day.
Yeah.
You know, having like a nice 8 ounce glass of it or
something,
16 ounce glass of it, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
All right, let's see.
What else do we got?
Oh, my Aunt Laura. All right, cool. What's up, Aunt Laura? So. You asked, what's the difference between collagen and collagen protein powder? So I'm going to assume you're thinking of Ancient Nutrition, Dr. Axe's brand, which is
stuff.
Awesome. So he has a collagen and a collagen protein powder. So the collagen is just the collagen, which yields about 11 grams of protein, which most collagens do. And the collagen protein powder, he adds protein into it from a chicken bone source. And that's going to yield about 20 grams of protein. So the real big difference is, well, they both have a really good amount of collagen. So you're getting the benefits of collagen anyway for your hair, your skin, your nails, your joints, your gut health, you know, reducing inflammation. But the big difference is one is going to yield more protein than the other. So if you're having it as like a post-workout, then you'd want the collagen protein powder because you're going to get a little bit more protein out of it. Whereas just the collagen is great, but it's only 11 grams of protein, so it's not ideal for like a post-exercise type thing.
Okay. That's good to know.
Let's see.
I was trying to find there's an article I saw the other day about protein powders and like some of your favorite protein powders were like found to have like a higher amount of a certain chemical.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to find the article to bring it up, but I can't find it on Google. But if I find it, we'll post it in the comments section. But it was really, really interesting that some of like some well-known protein brands like Quest was on there.
Mm-hmm. Carrageenan?
Yes, I think so.
Quest adds carrageenan, that's why
I think it was that.
That's an ad. It's like an additive or a thickening agent, and a lot of people add it. Like even in some almond milks and stuff, carrageenan, and people are starting to catch on to how bad it is.
Yeah,
no Quest protein powder adds it.
Yeah, the I think there was the Isopure.
Mm-hmm.
I think was on there also. There was some really well known protein powders, and I was just like, holy shit! I was like, that sucks. I was like, now I need to rethink. Because, I mean, I like to eat Quest bars or, like, after the gym, because I like to drink the ISO Pure Zero Carb,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's just, there's no carbs in it. And it has, like, 20 grams of protein.
Yeah.
And it tastes pretty good.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And it's quick on the go at the gym. What else we got? Any other questions from you guys?
Let's see. Kathleen, what carbs do you eat? Which carbs should we stay away from? I mean, simple carbs, complex carbs. I mean, honestly, Kathleen, what I do is I keep my carbs gluten-free and grain-free. So I eat things like cassava, yuca. Cassava and yuca are the same thing, but cassava, yuca, you know, sweet potatoes are okay. I'm not really a fan of them, but they are good. High in potassium, too, which is cool. No, I mainly do, like, things with almond flour in them, cassava.
Yep.
So, like, all my carbs that I do eat are all gluten-free, grain-free. So those are really the ones, you know, they have benefit to them, and you really don't need gluten when you have those alternatives.
And I don't know if you answered it, but I would definitely do complex carbs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simple carbs, definitely stay away from.
Yeah. The complex carbs are definitely going to be a little bit better for you, especially if you're exercising.
Yes. And I mean, simple carbs also are just, you know, they're sugars and they're just not really that beneficial for you.
Melissa used to work for Quest, so she probably knows that much better than we do. Quest has lead in their chocolate powder.
That's what was found in.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
Good thing I don't drink Quest protein.
Yeah.
So if you're listening and you drink Quest chocolate protein, it contains lead, apparently. So.
So don't drink it.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Definitely not.
Thank you. Yeah, here we go. I found the article, and I can give you a list of the proteins. Arsenic and lead found in popular protein supplements.
Arsenic is also one of the reasons why brown rice is not as good for you as you think it is.
Poorest overall scores were Garden of Life Organic Shake and Meal Replacement, Nature's Best Iso Pure Creamy Vanilla Zero Carb.
Garden of Life, really?
Yeah.
Ooh,
Quest Chocolate, 360 Cut Performance Supplements, and Vegas Sport plant-based vanilla performance protein are the worst ones found. And the best ones were Pure Protein Vanilla Cream, Performix Pro Whey Saber Vanilla Protein, Body Fortress, Biochem Vanilla, and Purori PWI Vanilla.
Biochem is really good, actually.
Yeah, it's... So stay away from the top five that I listed.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Arsenic, lead,
Vega, and Garden of Life. I'm very surprised they're on that list. That's a disappointment.
They were accounted for 60% of the overall score because their effects have been shown in studies to pose greater harm to health.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know.
And they judged it on heavy metals, pesticides, contaminants like BPA, and nutrition, and then calculated an overall score. So those five that we listed in the first were the highest with shitty ingredients.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
I was like blown away that, because I mean, I have a tub of Vega plant-based protein.
I used to use Vega.
And it's like, I saw that, I'm like, well, I'm going to throw that out.
Yeah,
that's
not good
I don't really need that in
Damn.
Life.
All right. I'm glad that it's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you for mentioning that. That was huge. Because now you guys know.
All right.
What proteins to stay away from. But don't stay away from fats, because those are the best things for you.
Oh, yeah. You'll see a huge difference with that.
Eat a lot of them.
So I guess we'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
If you guys have any more questions that you didn't want to ask or whatever, you can always message us. We can go on our Instagrams. We'll both put our Instagrams in the comment section so you can just see it right there and there.
Yeah.
If you haven't shared our video yet, please go ahead and share it. Like I said, the more people that hear us, the more people that see us, the more people that learn from us, the easier it's going to be, the more people we can help.
Yeah.
That's our goal here. So,
and if you're listening to this, I hope you're enjoying it on your commute or the treadmill, because that's where most people listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm. iTunes and SoundCloud.
But yes, download us, rate us, comment us, 5 stars, share this video. Yeah. Dope.
Awesome.
Got any good advice? Any good words of wisdom to close this out on?
Don't get discouraged. Be open-minded. Try to stay away from the myth of that fat is bad for you and that will make you fat. And just pretty much don't be nervous to try it. No, it takes the body about 21 days to form a habit. So if you try it for just say a month, for argument's sake, go high fat, low carb for a month. If you don't like it after that, or if you don't see progress after that, then go back to the way you were eating. Because if you think about it, even after a month, it's not going to kill you. Even fast, like don't eat fast food, but just to give you a perspective, if I went and ate like shit for a month, it's not going to kill me. It's a month. It's not. People have to do that for years and years and years, right? So don't be afraid to try it. You can't knock it until you try it. Try keto the right way for 30 days. If after that you don't like it and you don't feel it's for you, then you can move on to something else. But I want you to at least try it for 30 days with our help. Message us, talk to us. Even if you don't have a question, you want to have an educational conversation and learn a little bit and pick our brains, go for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if especially, you know, you just hit me, people hit me up all day. Hey, Mike, what's up? Like, what's this about? What's this about? You know, so like, pick brains, the right ones, and try it. That's my challenge to you. Just try it for at least a month. If after that you don't like it, all good.
It's a 30-day guarantee, guys.
Yeah. 30-day guarantee, you're going to feel phenomenal, your energy is going to go through the roof, you're going to be rocking and rolling all day, mental clarity, and you're going to be commenting here in a couple videos from now saying, why the hell didn't I listen to you guys a month ago?
It's like, thanks, Mike and Marty.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome in advance.
Thank you for making me feel so good. Yeah, I had a really good conversation today with a friend, Lauren, who was tuning in about net carbs and everything. So It's like, guys, don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah.
Because
more knowledge you have,
the
better it is for you.
Because, I mean, what's the worst that happens? Like, you ask a question and you get a response back.
Yeah.
And you get the response back that you want to hear and learn more information. I mean,
not to mention, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
No.
Like, a lot of people feel like, oh, I feel stupid because I don't know what a net carb is.
It's okay.
Why would you know what a net carb is unless you sit like nerds like us and study this shit on our downtime? Like, I work 10 hours a day talking about this, and then I come home and I'm on the computer or on my phone researching it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, unless you're that hardcore into it, why would you know? So, like, there's no such thing as a stupid question. Ask any question you want. We're here to help you. Google any question you want, because Google won't judge you. Neither will we.
No.
And just don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to learn things. Be, you know, increase the knowledge that you're intaking every day. You know, like, nobody knows everything. Like, as good at this as we are, we don't know everything.
No.
Like, I'm a student forever. Like, I'm always going to be learning. Things are always going to be changing and updating and progressing. And we're going to be learning that.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be bringing it to you. So, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions. There's no stupid questions. Ask questions all day long, because that's where you get the education from.
And we'll give you the most honest answers that we can.
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't noticed at all, we will be straight up with you about every single little thing that you ask us.
Definitely.
And if by some chance we don't know, we will find out an answer for you and we will get back to you.
100%.
So with that, episode 3.
Episode 3.
Mike, Marty, we're out.
Thanks for watching.
Thank you.